Perhaps no question about the 2013 draft has received more attention than whether or not the online girlfriend hoax involving Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o will affect his draft stock. Considered a surefire first-round pick before the hoax was exposed, Te'o faced a lot of scrutiny at the scouting combine, both from the media and prospective teams in the interview process, but he wasn't getting any feedback on exactly where he stood.
You know, they've all just wanted to know from my. They wanted to hear from me what the truth was, and they haven't really said anything about it affecting me. Some guys just, you know, we had just talked. I briefly described it for 30 seconds, and the next 14 minutes was just all plays and, you know, just getting down to business. So that's how I prefer it to be.
Te'o said he understands all the questions because teams need to know if he's a player they can trust. Once they get beyond that, he believes they'll see the kind of player they'd love to have on their team.
I think, you know, what I bring to the table is a lot of heart, a lot of energy, and somebody who works hard. Somebody who, you know, hates to lose. And I always said I hate losing more than I love to win. And the reason why I love to win is because I don't have to go through that feeling of losing. And it's those times where I lose that, you know, that feeling that will always stick with me. And so, you know, for the teams, I just told them, you'll always get somebody who's humble, works hard, doesn't say much, and will do everything it takes to win.
It's hard to imagine the scrutiny of Te'o getting any more intense, but it's certainly possible. What Te'o knows for sure is that the game changes in the transition from college to the pros, and he'll actually welcome being able to focus on that rather than everything else that has surrounded him since mid-January.
As a player, just obviously the game just gets even more faster. It gets a lot more complex. But I think what I have to do as a player is I have to remember why I'm playing this game. It's still the same game I played, you know, when I was a little kid. I'm on the streets. Same thing. Football's still the same shape. Obviously, the people are going to be professionals. This is where the best play. But you know, as long as I don't stray too far from my from who I am and what I believe in, I think, you know, the journey will be, you know, worth it.